I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys to kick off the week. Johnny Venezia standing by to join us to talk some college baseball. We're also going to get into some MLB today. Limited slate. We got some plays that we will dive into. PJ's Potluck. We're going to go around the board. We had Bryson DeChambeau in the U.S. Open. We'll look at the next major. We'll also talk about the Euro 2024 going on. We got NBA Finals tonight. We'll dive into that during playoff Peach, and then Lucy Burge will join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Then we'll give out our favorite plays of the day during PJ's Plays. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. Go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's talk some college baseball. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Johnny Venezia joining us like he does every Monday. Give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, what an insane College World Series tournament it has been so far. If you've bet every game like you have, you've been on some right sides of some beats and some wrong side of some beats as well. At this point in the tournament, what have been your thoughts on the College World Series thus far?
I mean, let's start out with the obvious that I've been trying to tell everybody that, you know, pays attention. This is the best sport we have. There's no better postseason in any sport that includes the NFL, that includes the MLB, that includes the NHL. None of it. It's College World Series. This is the premier sport going forward. That's number one. Number two, I think we're starting to finally see how teams that have been playing well all year with players that have been performing, once you get to the big stage, anything can happen. We've seen a lot of guys that we're expecting to perform really well, and when they get to this big moment, they're not able to handle the pressure. They're not able to handle what's at stake here, and I think it's kind of throwing some teams off of rhythm, like guys that are reliable. Like, example, Jamie Arnold wasn't as sharp as I thought he should have been against Tennessee, and that kind of put their pitching staff in a bad position for the rest of the game on that game one. And also now we've seen for the first part of the weekend how the totals have been very low scoring for all but one of the games. And today might be a different story. There's supposedly 20-plus mile-an-hour gust winds going from right to left. And I'm curious to see how that's going to impact the rest of today's slate and maybe what's going on the rest of the week.
Yeah, let's talk about those two games. Let's start with NC State and Florida. This is an elimination game. Both teams with some brutal losses. NC State blows the lead in the ninth inning. Florida has a home run robbed, or they could have taken the lead in the ninth. Loser goes home. Winner stays alive. Johnny, who do we like in NC State, Florida today?
You know, Florida was a team I picked out of the bracket too. I really do admire NC State. I think they're a good team. They shouldn't have lost that game. They're one strike away from getting out of the inning against Kentucky before that walk-off home run was hit, so that really hurts. I'm not sure if it's going to be NC State throwing Dom Fritton. I think he's projected, but I don't know if it's confirmed yet, or it's Logan Whitaker. But if it's Fritton, he's a guy who, like Sam Heifel, is talented, although his numbers on paper won't support it. But he's given up a lot of home runs this year. I think it's 19 total on the year. And Florida is a team, even in this ballpark, that could put the ball out. And they're going to be going with Jack Caglione. We know Jack Caglione is the best player in college baseball, but on the mound, he hasn't really made those strides that we've been expecting. But I think in the moment here, even against a tough NC State lineup, we're going to see Cags do enough to keep his team in the game. And I think Florida's offense is going to shake off what happened against A&M. They got robbed. Their offense wasn't that good overall. And I like Florida here at the short money line favorite price. And then for Texas A&M, they really gambled, and give Jim Schlossnagle, their head coach, a ton of credit. He elected to save his ace, Ryan Prager, for game two, throwing Justin Lampkin, the guy who was removed from the rotation as a Sunday guy in the second half of the year. He got the team the game one win, and now A&M's in position with Prager, who's been one of the 10 best starters. And Prager's coming off a bad outing against Oregon, but I think he's going to bounce back. He hasn't had two bad outings in a row, knock wood, this year. And Kentucky, I'm just kind of waiting for them to lose. Admire their grit, admire how they do the little things the right way. But I think A&M's got a significant pitching advantage in the starting role and in the bullpen. Mason Moore from Kentucky is a true mixed bag. He walks a lot of batters, and A&M's got to capitalize behind the number one pick in the 2025 draft, Jace LaValette.
All right, there you go. Let's talk about some of the other teams that are still alive but aren't playing today. Team that we both liked to win the title was Florida State, and just a brutal loss against Tennessee. They did bounce back with the win against Virginia. They got North Carolina coming up. Do you still think there's any hope for Florida State to maybe get back in this thing?
You know, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I was saying this, if Florida State lost their first game before the tournament, I was saying that it was going to be tough for them to climb out of the abyss because of the pitching depth. The guy that's been their Friday guy for the first 6 weeks of the year before he got hurt, Cam Leiter, he's not going to pitch. So that kind of puts a dent in them. But I felt like, you know, tomorrow is their biggest game against UNC because of the uncertainties what they're going to do on the mound. But if they're able to get past UNC, I think there's a path. They would have to beat Tennessee twice, but how it lines up is they could get Jamie Arnold on Wednesday against Tennessee in a rebound spot. And then if they were able to win that, all the pressure's on Tennessee in a winner-take-all to move into the finals. And they would have Carson Dorsey throwing. Carson Dorsey has been Florida State's best pitcher in the last 3 weeks. So it all kind of hinges on tomorrow's game against UNC, who's throwing Aiden Haw, who's, in my opinion, not that impressive. I think Florida State should have the advantage in that game. So if you get the pitching advantage in two games against Tennessee, I think there's a realistic shot, man. But they got to play clean, no, none of these dumb mistakes, and they got to be able to, you know, cash in the big moment and not let the pressure get the best of them.
What have your thoughts been on Tennessee so far? Obviously, we've only had one number one overall seed win the whole thing in the last 25 years. Shouldn't have beaten Florida State. Good performance yesterday against North Carolina. They're minus 105 right now to win it all. Big part of that is because all they need to do is win one more game, and then they're into the finals. But do you believe that they should be that short of odds right now?
Honestly, I do, because given the fact that they're one game away from winning and going to the finals, I don't really think anybody on the other side is that intimidating to me. Coming in, I thought Tennessee was a team that was beatable because the pitching, especially if you compare it to 2 years ago, it's a huge regression. Like, their pitching is nothing like what it was. And it's a bunch of arms that can get got, but their offense is arguably better than what it was 2 years ago. And of course, now they pick, this is their time to shine and break the curse for the first time in 25 years. But I think the fact is their offense is so good that their pitching just has to be solid, and you're able to really have a confidence in them getting past there. So I do think them at almost even money, a little bit shorter than, is a bet that I would look at taking, because as of this moment right now, if they win three games, they're going to be the College World Series champions. And when you look at what they have on the right side of the bracket, potentially against A&M or Kentucky or Florida, whoever, I don't know if I see any of those teams really having an advantage to beat them in a best of three series.
Johnny, before I let you go, we got a question from our guy, B. Mills. He said he's going to continue to go with the thought that Kentucky continues to get lucky as well. He already took A&M on the money line. He wants to know if he should take them on the run line as well. Obviously, the run line has meant a ton so far in the College World Series because of how many one-run games there have been. We saw some separation yesterday. Do you think that continues? If you like the Aggies, would you lay the run line with them today?
I mean, every game's been close. I mean, even if on the scoreboard it's been a little bit seeming like it's bigger, it's been a one or two plays that have kind of really made the separation on the scoreboard. But I think ultimately A&M's not going to run away with this game if they win. I think it's going to be closer, but you're laying $1.60 for the run line. That's not something I would do. I would maybe wait to see if A&M touches Mason more early, gets up like 3-0 after the first two innings, then maybe look for a buyback, just because Kentucky is – they're never going to go away. They don't die, and sometimes I wish they would. But, you know, if you're able to grab like a live plus 2.5 on Kentucky early when they're down a few runs, that's probably the avenue I would explore, because I don't think laying $1.60 for plus 1.5, even though they are technically the home team, is something that I would look to get involved in at this juncture.
All right. Very good. Johnny Venezia, give him a follow on X at underscore Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, enjoy the games today, my friend. Good luck on all the bets. We'll talk again next week.
You too, brother. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk some more baseball. Keep it going. My thoughts on today's two college games. We got Florida and NC State. Gators minus 145 on the money line. NC State plus 110. The total is sitting at 10.5. I'm going to go with NC State today. This team just feels like their team of destiny. Same could be said about Florida as well. And again, both of these teams lost by one run in their first game. And Florida got a home run robbed by Texas A&M. And then NC State gave up a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to Kentucky. But I just like the way NC State's playing a little bit better right now. Their offense feels a little bit more consistent to me. And again, NC State across the board this year in athletics, their basketball team made it to the Final Four. Their baseball team's having a great season. I'll continue to ride them. I think Florida, a team that was lucky to get into the tournament and has taken advantage of that, I like NC State today, plus the 110. A&M in Kentucky, I'm riding with A&M. I know Braden Montgomery is banged up. I know he's injured. The pitching has not been as great in the NCAA tournament as it was for the Aggies during SEC play, but they're facing a team that they saw during the regular season in Kentucky, who has struggled to score runs during the tournament. Their pitching is what has carried them for the most part. That total today is 8.5, which is one of the lower totals that we have seen in Omaha, and I think that's a good play. So I would go under 8.5 in A&M in Kentucky, and I like the Aggies today at minus 140. As for Major League Baseball, Paul Skenes is on the mound today for the Pirates going up against the Reds. Carson Spears going up against Paul Skenes. Now, Skenes, as we know, has been excellent for the Pirates, but so has Carson Spears. 19 1/3 innings pitched this season for Cincinnati, and his ERA is 2.33. Paul Skenes' starts feels like they always do the same thing. He gets off to a great start, and then the bullpen gives up a ton of runs late. So instead of taking the full game under 8, I'm going to go first 5 under 4.5 runs at minus 125. Padres at the Phillies. Today, Philadelphia minus 185 on the money line. San Diego plus 150. The over-under is 9.5. Trey Turner is supposed to be back in the lineup for Philadelphia tonight. Christopher Sanchez on the mound against Randy Vasquez. And again, the big three for Philadelphia this year has been awesome, right? Wheeler, although he wasn't good yesterday, the Orioles touched him out. Shout out to the O's, look like the best team in baseball right now. But you got Nola, you got Wheeler, and you got Ranger Suarez, who have been excellent. But Sanchez has been awesome as well. Worst start of the season came in his last start against the Red Sox at Fenway, where he gave up 4 earned runs. Other than that, he gives up like 2 earned runs or fewer in every start. So I'll take the Phillies to bounce back. A lot of excitement with Turner back in the lineup. Give me the Phils on the run line, minus 1.5 at plus 105. Cardinals and Marlins today in Miami with a low total of 7. St. Louis minus 160. The Marlins plus 135. Sonny Gray against Braxton Garrett. I'm going to take the under 7 in this game. Both of these teams have been struggling to hit as of late, and both of these pitchers have been pretty good this year, Gray and Garrett, so I'll go under 7 in Marlins and Cardinals. Red Sox and Blue Jays. I think it's a tough spot for the Red Sox tonight, who are on Sunday Night Baseball last night against the Yankees. Had a great win. Offense scored a ton of runs. Now you got to turn around and play the Blue Jays, who obviously come in not playing that great. Yusei Kikuchi going up against Nick Pavetta. I like Toronto tonight on the money line, minus 135. Max Fried and the Braves are back home taking on the Tigers and Reese Olson. Atlanta minus 200 on the money line. Detroit plus 165. I like Atlanta on the run line tonight. Fried's on the bump. Offense is playing a little bit better. I'll take the Braves -110 at -1.5. Mets and the Rangers. David Peterson on the mound against John Gray. Mets have won 5 in a row. They're playing better baseball. I'm going to pass on this game. We know the Rangers are having a little bit of a World Series hangover. They're struggling right now. Feels like the Mets are probably the side, but I'm going to stay away in that game. Giants and Cubs today out in Wrigley with a total of 10. It's hot in Chicago right now. Wind is blowing out a little bit. Javier Assad going up against Jordan Hicks. I'm going to take the Cubs today. This is a big series here in the middle of June, right? There is not a lot of separation right now in the NL wildcard race. You have like two teams that are separated by, you have eight teams that are separated right now by two games. The Cubs and the Giants are two of those teams. Assad's been excellent though this season, so I'll take him against Jordan Hicks. Dodgers and the Rockies out at Coors Field today with a total of 12. Dodgers -175 with James Paxton on the mound. Cal Quantrill on the mound for Colorado. They are +145. Obviously, Dodgers got some tough news with the Mookie Betts injury as he broke his hand. He got a pitch right on his hand. So NL MVP odds now have shifted to where Ohtani is the favorite. Mookie's all the way down to 26-1. Guy I'm looking at, though, today is Freddie Freeman, over 1.5 total bases. Got to lay some juice at -155, but for good reason. Freeman in his career against Cal Quantrill, 6-for-12, batting .500, obviously one of the best hitters in baseball, and he's hitting at the best hitter's ballpark in the MLB today out in Denver. So I'll take Freddie Freeman over 1.5 total bases. And then finally, stinkiest line of the night, Brewers and Angels. We have the team leading the NL Central versus the Angels, who are one of the worst teams in baseball. This game opened as a pick'em. Brewers have taken a little bit of money, but they're still a small favorite. Carlos Rodriguez on the mound against Jose Soriano. You guys know I live for these stinky lines, so I will take the Angels -105 against the Brewers. B-Mills says, also I have a soccer question for Paige today. How do you like both teams to score in the last game today between France and Austria? It's a good question. B-Mills, honestly, my approach here to the Euros is I'm watching a lot of these teams for the first time and kind of seeing how they play. And then in the second and third game, I'm getting involved. We know France has a great offense and they're going to score. Austria wouldn't be as confident in. And I think a lot of these games is certainly the more and more that we get in a group play, great live betting opportunities. Belgium just tied it up right now against Slovakia, but you could have gotten Belgium in a great plus money number here in the second half to come back and win the game when they were -225 to start. It's only the 56th minute there. So if I had to bet it, I probably wouldn't. I would be a little nervous that Austria wouldn't score. But again, maybe you'll get a good live betting opportunity. Maybe you just want to take France in the first half potentially to score a goal or something like that. So for the Euros, I'm kind of waiting. It's a wait and see approach for me. I'm feeling out these teams, seeing who I like, who I want to fade. And France and Austria, certainly Austria is one of those teams. All right, let's go to PJ's potluck here as we go around the board. Shawnee Sharp will come on and give us some. We'll go around to different sports. And I think the first one we got up is in the Euro. Shawnee Sharp, what do we got?
Yeah, Peach, actually the first one is that France versus Austria game. Would you rather bet France first half money line, it's at plus money at +115, or France over 2.5 team goals at +210?
See, so here you go. I would rather go with France first half money line. I think that's a great price at +115. I don't know how good Austria's defense is, but I do think France will come out strong. Obviously, the best player in Europe in Mbappe, so I'll take them at +115. By the way, the Belgium goal was ruled off by VAR, so still 1-0 Slovakia. Now, Shawnee Sharp, what's up next?
All right, let's stay in the Euros here. Would you rather bet England to be the runner-up or Germany to win? They're both +450.
Would rather take Germany to win. I really don't like either one, but I don't trust England to make it to the final. I would much rather trust Germany to win it. They are the host country, look very good in their first match. I think France wins the whole thing. I don't like England. I don't like them as favorites. I don't like them to be runners-up. So if I had to choose between these two, I'd rather take Germany.
All right, let's go to the College World Series here. Let's look at the two teams that are at the top of the board that are plus money. Texas A&M to win the College World Series at +250, or Kentucky to win at +350.
Yeah, I'd rather take Texas A&M at +250 rather than Kentucky. Johnny's been talking about it. Kentucky's one of these teams that just doesn't die. Every year in sports or every other year, it feels like we get a team in a certain league that they're not as good as what we all think they are, but they just continue to find ways to win. And Kentucky is that team this year. They're really not as good as their record or their seeding is, but they just continue to find ways to win. Whereas Texas A&M is one of the best teams in college baseball, if not the best. Now, their pitching hasn't been as great here in the tournament, and they're without their best player in Braden Montgomery, but I still would take them over Kentucky to win it all.
All right, let's go to a little bit of golf and NBA finals here. Luka Doncic to have a triple-double tonight is at plus 450, or Scotty to win the Travelers this week is at plus 400.
Man, what a great question. I think I'd rather go with Scotty at plus 400. Now, Luka's had a triple-double in both games in Boston, but Scotty obviously looked human at the U.S. Open. Pinehurst will do that to a lot of people. He's back at Travelers, though. He finished fourth there last season. It's a place where it's a birdie fest. Got to be a great ball striker, Pete Dye golf course, and Scotty's been unbelievable in the elevated events this season. So as crazy as it is to say, if I had to choose between the two, you guys know we don't fade Scotty Scheffler on this show. I'll take him plus 400.
All right, let's stick here in NBA Finals Game 5. P.J. Washington to have three-plus three-pointers made is at plus 115, or Derek White to go over his points prop at 15.5 at minus 120.
Yeah, I hate fading a fellow PJ, but I'm going to have to do it. I'd rather take Derek White over 15.5 points. He's had 15, 18, 16, and 6 points this series. But what I like about Derek White is that he has attempted 8 or more three-pointers in all 4 of the games thus far. So he's jacking. He's out there to shoot and play great defense. He's going to continue to do both of those things. I think in a closeout game tonight, obviously Tatum and Brown are going to have the ball in their hands a majority of the time. That could draw help defenders, and I think that could give Derek White some opportunity. So I'll go over Derek White rather than PJ threes.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. Sticking in the NBA Finals, how about, will Game 5 go to overtime? The yes is at plus 1250.
I mean, I kind of think so. I think this is going to be a close game tonight. I really like Dallas. We haven't had an OT game in a while, so plus 1250, why not? Let's take a stab.
All right, and then this is a BetMGM special here. Happy Skeens Day to all who celebrate. Paul Skeens to be the strikeout leader today for all starting pitchers at plus 325, or his over 8.5 strikeouts is at plus 120.
Yeah, I'd rather go with the strikeouts. You know, I know Skeens is going to be amongst the leaders today with strikeouts, but I just want a bigger price than plus 325, whereas I could see him having double-digit strikeouts today. So I'd rather take that for Paul Skeens. As for the NBA today, as we go to playoff, Peach, couple of things that I like. First off, I love the Dallas Mavericks tonight at plus 6.5 against the Boston Celtics, because this is what the Celtics do, right? I think everybody just assumes that Game 4 was kind of just a throwaway game. Boston didn't show up. They threw in the towel. They're coming home. Everybody just expects them to win the championship tonight. I can't tell you guys how many times in the last 2 or 3 years where I feel like we've all just expected the Celtics to roll in a game and then they don't show up. Dallas has played a lot better in this series than I think people give them credit for. Boston dominated in the first half in Game 1, and they dominated them in the third quarter in Game 3. Outside of that, though, Dallas has pretty much played them pretty even, or have been the better team here in this series. So it's a closeout game, season on the line. Dallas beat them badly in Game 4. I think they got a lot of confidence coming into tonight, so I'll take Dallas plus 6.5 against Boston. Two props that I have my eye on. Derek Lively, 10 or more rebounds at plus 115. He's had 12 and 13 boards in his last two games, and he's starting to play more minutes. And then the other prop that I really like tonight, Luka Doncic over 3.5 three-pointers at minus 120. If you like Dallas like I do tonight, I think that's got to correlate with Luka three-pointers over, because Dallas has won 7 games on the road this postseason. 5 of those 7 games that they have won, Luka has hit 4 or more three-pointers. A lot of guys get their rhythm going by attacking the basket, making a free throw, making a layup. Luka gets his rhythm by making three-point shots. When his three-pointer is hitting, it opens up everything else. So I will take Luka over 3.5 three-pointers at minus 120. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with our friend Lucy Burge here on a Monday. I know she's all excited for Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. We will get to that here in a second, Lucy. But what are the 5-star bets that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. You are exactly right. I am equally as excited for that game for the Celtics and for the game in which the five-star play is today. It is Pirates-Reds. Pirates-Reds over 8 is the BetQL model's five-star play for today. The Pirates are coming off of hitting the over against the Rockies, and the Reds have hit the over in 3 of their last 5 on the road. The Pirates have also hit the over in 3 of their last 5 at home, including their last game at home, and both teams are averaging over 4 runs scored per game. So the BetQL model loves this as a five-star play today. Pirates Reds over 8 runs.
Love it. Lucy, I know you're fired up for a game when you like sink into your microphone and you're just like excited. Oh, yeah. I can feel the energy just coming through the screen. I love that. What are some of your best bets for today?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one, PJ. JD Martinez to hit a home run plus 400 at BetMGM. He's got 2 home runs in his last 2 games, 4 home runs in his last 4 games, and he has 8 home runs this season. So he's been hotter lately, which makes me more and more confident in this bet, especially because against John Gray, who is starting for the Rangers, he's batting .286, which isn't terrible, with 2 home runs, though. He's got 2 home runs against him already. So confidence through the roof in JD Martinez. And I am taking the under on Paul Skene strikeouts today, under 8.5. It's just such a big number, and he's hit this under in his last 2 starts with 8 in each of those. Just a measly 8 strikeouts, which does go under this number, so I'm thinking under today. He also hit this in 2 of his other starts with 7 and 3 in those. Reds opposing pitchers also have gone under this against them in the last 3 games, so I think Skene's has a chance to even just have 8 strikeouts today, but I'm taking the under because that's just a big number. And then Shohei Ohtani over 2.5 total bases. He just hit this with 8 total bases. He's gone over this in 3 of his last 6 games. And against Cal Quantrill, he has a single and a double. So I like his chances tonight to go over 2.5 total bases as well.
Lucy, real quick before we get to the Celtics, since you bring up Ohtani, I wanted to ask you about NL MVP because Mookie Betts got hurt. He has fallen way down the odds board. Ohtani is now the favorite. Do you really think that these voters are going to give Ohtani NL MVP in a year where he doesn't pitch? Do you think he is the bet right now, or do you think that maybe he look somewhere else in the NL MVP?
Yeah, PJ, I think Ohtani not pitching is a big factor here. And I would look at Marcell Ozuna. Ozuna of the Braves, I think, is a bet to look at here because he is dominating right now, shooting up the board in terms of odds. He's batting .322 with 20 home runs, 62 RBI. He leads the NL in RBI and home runs. So I right now would look at Ozuna because I feel like he has the most potential to keep this up throughout the season and perhaps secure himself an NL MVP, because it's kind of at the end of the season. It's like, who isn't injured at this point? Ozuna, maybe not. So, and Ohtani, I just feel like because he's not pitching, that is a consideration that they will take into account when they look at who will win this award.
No question. All right, Lucy, now it's time. Celtics, are they winning tonight? But more importantly, are they covering tonight?
Yes, PJ, this is a great question. And I am always hesitant to take the Celtics to cover because every time I do, they don't do it. But I would take the Celtics to win, but maybe parlay that with something else. But I do think they will win tonight. And I'm not taking them to cover. But if you think that they will blow out the Mavericks in a dominant win and just send Kyrie home as fast as possible and as dominantly as possible, then yes, I would take them to cover. But I think they will win tonight. And Kyrie, as we call him around here, will go down tonight.
So have you allowed yourself to think, Lucy, that like the Celtics could be NBA champions tonight? Are we not getting that ahead of ourselves yet?
Yeah, well, I was ahead of this on Friday. I was like, oh, sitting back thinking, they're going to win tonight. They're going to be NBA champions by Saturday. And that's obviously was not the case. But I'm now having to go back into that mode of, wow, they're going to win the championship. Because it will happen. Just a matter of what day will the parade be? So now you got to get into the zone of, okay, parade not Tuesday, parade probably Friday is what I'm hearing. So it's just a matter of what day the parade is, really, PJ. And those are the problems we face around here. What day is the parade? Does that work for my schedule? I'm also going to Bare Naked Ladies concert Friday night. That's also at Fenway. Is that going to interfere with the parade? It's really just conundrums through the roof, PJ.
I mean, a lot of just, it's a tough life that you Bostonians live, Lucy. It really is. Make sure you catch Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time with Lucy and Jake. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Good luck to your Celtics tonight, and we'll catch up again later in the week.
Thank you, PJ. Go Seas.
There you go. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it's time to wrap the show now. PJ's plays, and we got to do it rather quickly. We got a minute left. Freddie Freeman is our guy tonight in going streaking. Why? Because he's Freddie Freeman. But also, he's 6-for-12 against Cal Quantrill in his career. That's a .500 batting average. We've gotten to 3 straight. I think Freddie is going to make it 4 straight. Our prop lock for tonight, Luka Doncic over 3.5 three-pointers at -120. If you like Dallas tonight plus the points like I do, I think you got to take Luka over three-pointers. He's also due to hit some three-pointers because he's only got one in his last 2 games. Dallas has won 7 road games in these NBA playoffs. 5 of those 7 road games, Luka has hit 4 or more three-pointers. When Dallas plays well and when they win on the road, Luka's knocking down his three ball. We'll take over 3.5 three-pointers at -120. Dog of the day is going to be NC State to keep their season alive against Florida at +110. Shawnee Sharp's going with France and the Celtics, +119 moneyline parlay. Like that quite a bit. And my best bet's going to be Dallas, +6.5 against Boston. I like the Mavs to win the game outright, but I love them to cover the spread much more. Take the points, the full 2 possessions. Dallas, +6.5 against Boston. To recap, our best bets for today: Freddie Freeman's going to be our guy in going streaking. Luka over 3.5 threes is going to be our prop lock. NC State, dog of the day, +110 in college baseball. And my best bet, Dallas, +6.5 against the Celtics. Maybe take a little bit of that money line as well. Thanks again to Johnny V, Lucy Birch for joining the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for the questions. Have a great rest of your Monday. And if you missed any part of the show, make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe, review. We'll see you guys tomorrow for a terrific Tuesday.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.